In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. This day, the eighth day of the blessed month of Abib, may God begin it in goodness and ruin it for us in peace and tranquility, all our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Saint Bishoy, whose memorial is honorable, the star of the desert, departed. He was born in a town called Chans in Egypt, and he had six brothers. His mother saw an angel in the vision saying to her, "The Lord says to you, give me one of your children to serve me." She answered, "Lord, take whoever you want." The angel took the hand of Amba Bishoy, who was thin and his body was frail. His mother told the angel, "My Lord, take one who is strong to serve the Lord." "This is whom the Lord has chosen," answered the angel. Later on, Saint Bishoy went to the wilderness of Shehit and became a monk by the hand of Amba Bimwa, who also ordained Saint John the Short a monk. Saint Bishoy struggled in much asceticism and many worships that made him worthy to see the Lord Christ. Emperor Constantine appeared to him in a vision, saying, "Had I known how great is the honor of monks, I would have honored my kingdom and became a monk." Saint Bishoy told him, "You have banished the heathen worship and exalted Christianity. And has not Christ given you anything?" Emperor Constantine answered him, "The Lord has given me many gifts, but none of them is like the honor of the monks." During his day, an ascetic old man appeared in the mountain of Ansina, who was reputed for his righteousness and to whom many people gathered. But he deviated from the true faith, and the devil led him astray. He taught that there is no Holy Spirit, and many were deceived by his sayings. And Amba Bishoy heard about him, and he went to him, and he had with him a weaved basket with 3 ears. When he visited the old man and his followers, they asked him about the reason of making 3 ears for the basket. He answered, "I have a trinity, and everything I do is like the trinity." They said to him, "Then is there a thing called the Holy Spirit?" Then he started to explain to them from the Holy Scriptures, from the Old Testament and the New Testament. He indicated to them that the Holy Spirit is one of the three persons of the Trinity. He convinced them and they returned to the true faith. Then he returned to his monastery in the wilderness of Shehit. When the barbarians invaded the wilderness, he left it and dwelt on one mount, on Mount Ansina, where he departed. After the time of persecution had ended, they brought his body with the body of St. Paul of Tamun to his monastery in the wilderness of Shehit. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also St. Peru and Atom were martyred. These two saints were born in the city of Sombat, Christian parents who were righteous, loving works and righteousness and charitable deeds. Their father's name was John and their mother's name was Mary. Saint Peru was blonde with curled hair, tall in stature, with blue eyes. Saint Atom was tall in stature, with white complexion, dark eyes, and black beard. When Peru was 30 years old and Atom was 27, they attended church constantly during masses and continued to give alms and provide shelter for strangers. When persecution was incited against the Christians, They took some goods and went to the town of El Farma to treat there. They found the body of a saint called Noah with some of the soldiers. They brought the body from them with silver, placed the body in a marble sarcophagus and in their own home. They hung an oil lamp before it, and many miracles appeared from the body. The two saints reflected upon the vanity of the world and the blessings of paradise. They distributed their money among the poor, went to Alexandria and confessed Christ before the governor, tortured them by beating and wiping them until their blood poured out on the ground. They hanged them and put fire under them. The angel of the Lord came and brought them down and healed their wounds. Then the governor sent them to El Farma. When the governor of El Farma saw their courage and the beauty of their appearance, he offered them the worship of the idols. When they refused, he pulled out the nails of their hands and feet. Then he put them on iron and rods, and it lit fire under them. During this, the wife of the governor died, and he asked the two saints to forgive him for what he had done to them. They prayed to God for her, and God raised her from the dead. The governor and everyone with him believed. He released the two saints, and they returned to their town Sombat. They gave the poor whatever was left to their money, of their money. They gave the body to Saint Noah, to righteous man who called Sarabamun. They asked him to hang an oil lamp before it at all times. Then they went to the governor and confessed Christ. He ordered them beaten and dragged in the city until their blood poured out on the ground. A deaf and a dumb woman took some of the blood and anointed their ears and tongue with it. Instantly she was healed. She glorified the Lord Christ and confessed him. The governor ordered them all to be beheaded. They all received the crown of martyrdom. The righteous Sarabamun and some people from Sombat were present. They took the bodies of the two saints, shrouded them, and took them to their town. A church was built for them where the bodies and the body of Saint Noah were placed. It was said that their bodies are now located in the church of Saint Barbara in Old Cairo. May their prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, Saint Balana the priest was martyred. He was from the city of Bara, of the diocese of Zaha. When he heard about the persecution of the faithful and the slaying of the saints, he distributed all his money to the poor and the needy, and then went to Antinoe and Sena and confessed the Lord Christ before the governor. He tortured Saint Balana much with different kinds of tortures, until he delivered up his soul in the hands of the Lord. May his prayers be with us. Amen. This day also marked the martyrdom of Saint Epimanon. May his prayers be with us. Amen. Today also Saint Caras departed. He was the brother of Emperor Theodosius the Great. This saint knew well the vanity of the world and its temporal nature. He left all his possessions and went out wandering without destination. God guided him to the inner western wilderness, where he lived for many years alone without seeing man or beast. There was in the wilderness of Shehit a holy priest called Bemwa, who shrouded the body of Saint Hilaria. This father longed to see one of the servants of Christ. the hermits. The Lord helped him until he came to the inner wilderness, and he saw many of the saints. Every one of them told him about his name and the reason he came to the wilderness. But Saint Benoît asked each of them, "Is there anyone who lives further in the inner desert?" They answered him, "Yes." He continued to walk until he finally arrived at Saint Caras, the last one of them. Saint Caras called him from inside his cell, "Welcome, Mbe Benoît, the priest of Shahid." Mbe Benoît entered his cell, and after the greetings, Saint Caras asked him about the news of the world, the governors, and the faithful. At night, Saint Caras prayed for a long time. Then he knelt to the ground and delivered up his soul in the hands of the Lord. And Mbe Benoît buried him in his cloak. Then he returned glorifying God, telling everyone about the saint and his strife. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.